And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light. This program comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our play today by Irving Feynman is based on the biblical Book of Ruth and is entitled Boaz Makes Up His Mind. We present it in observance of the Jewish festival of Shavuot. Featured in the cast are Alexander Scobie as Boaz, and Bryna Rayburn as Ruth.
Come on there with the barley. The press is awaiting.
It's time to quit, Boaz. The sun is setting fast. Shall I let the men go?
No, Eli. Let them eat and sleep here on the threshing floor. It'll be a fine night with a full moon. We can get started at dawn and finish this threshing tomorrow.
Good, Boaz. I'll tell them.
One moment. The gleaners have not finished gathering the fallen grain. Let them continue a while if they wish. And that young woman from Moab...
Naomi's Ruth?
Yes, Ruth. See that she gets plenty to glean. And see that the men do not molest her.
You told me that yesterday and the day before, Boaz. Got that woman on your mind?
Yeah. No, Eli. It's only that she's younger and gentler than the women who come to glean. And Naomi's husband, Elimelech, was one of my kin.
Ruth is young enough, but she looks as if she could not be easily molested. The women of Moab...
Tell the men to stop work, Eli. We'll have corn and roast lamb for supper and plenty of wine.
Yes, Boaz.
Find the footmen. We'll eat and sleep tonight on the threshing floor.
She is on your mind. You cannot deny she's been a good deal in your thoughts since she first appeared gleaning in your field. You cannot deny that you were stirred at first sight of Ruth. She's so different, this woman of Moab, from the women you've known, the women of Bethlehem. Look at her there in the field. A magnificent creature. Handsome, sturdy, and self-possessed. Yet gentle and sweet. And when you learned who she was and heard the tale of her loyalty to Naomi, how after the death of Elimelech and his sons, Naomi left Moab to return to Bethlehem, and Ruth said to Naomi,
Entreat me not to leave thee and to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me.
Yes, you were very much taken with her, weren't you? Even her way of speaking enchanted you. You began to take a kindly interest in her welfare and protecting her from the lusty young men who work in your field. Other women glean in your field, poor wretches. But Ruth is the widow of Mahlon, son of Elimelech, and a princess in her own land. And how beautiful to behold in the field, bending to gather the grain. But she's a strange woman from an enemy country, and you'd best forget her.
Fire is good. The lamb was well roasted. A good way to end the day.
Yes, yes. The men have done a good day's work. We have as fine a harvest as any in Judah.
And there's much to be done tomorrow. We'd better be going to sleep.
Oh, a while longer, Eli. the magic night.
You're right, Boaz. A night for making merry. Mm-hmm. Pass me that wineskin, brother. Let every man drink until his eyes shall be red with wine.
Ah!
Here, Boaz.
Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, who created the fruit of the vine.
How about you, Elias? Will you drink with us?
Like a city broken down and without a wall, so is he whose spirit is without restraint.
A strong man wants no restraint, nor have we any need of walled cities. Did we not beat those Jebusites back behind the great walls of their city when they tried to steal our crops? I'll be a son of Belial if we won't drive them altogether from their stronghold. I'll take it tomorrow if you come with me, Boaz.
Cease your drunken boasting, Gibbor. Surrounded as we are by enemies, we shall not be safe here unless we rout out the strangers who come to sojourn among us and may spy out our land.
Elias is thinking about that Moabite woman, Boaz. All women frighten Elias. Drink some of that wine, Elias, and you won't be afraid of women. Isn't that so, men?
Wine is a mocker. Strong drink, a brawler, and whosoever gets reeling drunk is a fool.
Listen to him.
You laugh like idiots. What I say is true. We shall not be safe until we rout out the spies among us.
True it is, Elias, that we are surrounded by dangerous enemies who send in their treacherous spies among us. But Moses said, love ye the stranger, for we were strangers in the land of Egypt. And Moses said, a stranger shalt thou not wrong, neither shalt thou oppress him.
We shall have to rise up before dawn to finish the threshing. Are you not ready for sleep, Boaz?
No, the night is fine. The moon shining like silver so high in the sky. And the stars swinging low like lamps in the warm wind. I shall sit up yet a while, Elias.
Time to sleep, men. Let's rise before dawn.
Elias has too much of the self-denying spirit. And you too, Boaz. There you sit not drinking when you could be as drunk as I am. There you are, without a wife, when you could marry any woman in Bethlehem. Though I must say it's a fine free life you live here in your fields. Drink, Boaz, and pass me the skin.
Yes, indeed, I cherish my freedom to do whatever I wish as I shall tonight, sleeping there by that great heap of grain under the sky. And yet, the Lord God himself said to Adam, it is not good for man to be alone. He gave him Eve. But when I do take a woman to wife, it will not be one whose rich father sells her to me like a slave. Oh, nor will I be tricked into marriage. I shall marry only a woman of my own choosing, as Jacob took Rachel, because he loved her. What's that? Who's there?
It is I.
Who?
I am Ruth. Naomi's Ruth.
Ah, Ruth. But what are you doing there at my feet?
I have covered myself with thy cloak, Boaz. Thou hast been kind to me.
But I do not want you at my feet. Get up, Ruth, so that I may see you and know you are not but a dream.
Yes, Boaz.
Come here to me. I've looked at you often from afar, Ruth, and found you very beautiful. And now it is a wonderful, unspeakable delight to have you near me in the moonlight.
Nor can I speak, Boaz, of my delight to be here. When I left Moab with Naomi, I knew only that I could not be happy there, because my spirit had been weaned from the evil ways of Moab and was forever married to the spirit of Naomi's people. Of thy people.
And are you happy among us?
It is not always pleasant to be an alien, Boaz, a stranger in a strange land, to be looked upon with suspicion by the women and with wantonness by the men who have heard of the abominable rites before Baal. But in thy field I have found kindness. And now that I have come to thee, I know that only with thee can I have the fullness of happiness.
But you should not have come here in the night. What if you're seen? You know what will be said of you by the men here and by the women in Bethlehem.
They will speak of the shamelessness of the women of Moab.
Let them speak. For thou art good, Boaz, and strong, and thou wilt protect me from all evil.
But how do you know I will protect you?
Because thou hast done so already. And dost thou know why, Boaz?
I have wondered.
Because thou lovest me, Boaz. And that is why I have not feared to come to thee in the night, to remind thee that thou art our near kinsman, Naomi's, and therefore mine, and that it is thy right to redeem the land of Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, and to raise up again the name of the dead on his inheritance. Is it unseemly to thee that I should tell thee of thy right to marry me, Boaz?
No, Ruth. I love your courage. But there is another man who is a closer kinsman than I. It is Tob, the merchant in Bethlehem, was the first right to the redemption.
But him I do not love, Boaz.
Come near to me, Ruth. You're very beautiful. It is a wonderful delight to breathe your fragrance with the fragrance of harvest night. But you must go now, for you must not be seen here. In the morning I shall go to Bethlehem and speak to Tob of the redemption. Here, take some of this grain in your cloak for Naomi. And go quickly now.
Until tomorrow, boy.
How like a dream. As if in a dream she came out of the darkness into the soft moonlight. What ineffable joy and pride in her love and faith have come to you. Uncalled, like a gift from the opulent night. And now, how enchanting it is to watch her descend the hill through the pasture, her shapely hips swinging so gracefully, her sturdy shoulders bowed under the burden of your gift, her lovely form merging with the shadows of the trees by the roadside. How like a dream.
Fine day for fresh
air. I could have sworn I saw a beautiful young woman walking in the moonlight. She must have been gleaning because she was carrying a bundle.
Oh, did you go after her?
By the time I bestirred myself, she was gone.
Just a dream.
But I would have sworn...
Something troubling you, boy?
No, get the men started. I have to ride up to Bethlehem.
Well, won't you eat first?
No, I cannot eat now. I must go right away. Get them started.
Off to the threshing, men!
Wait a moment, boys.
Yes?
I saw the woman, too.
Well?
It is because of her that you are troubled. That you are going to Bethlehem.
Yes. It is because of her.
She has bewitched you.
Yes, she has bewitched me.
Listen, Boaz. Yesterday, after a fine day's work, you ate with gusto and drank heartily. You made merry with your men boasting of your liberty and lay down to rest satisfied without a care. As carefree as the youngest of us. There you are, overnight. And a fair way to lose this precious freedom.
I'm merely going to Bethlehem to see Tob the merchant, who is her nearest kinsman.
He will not go, Boaz. Why go up to Bethlehem? For years you escaped the scheming men and women of Bethlehem, eluded their wiles, continued to live this free, robust life in your broad fields among your men. And now, in the middle of the harvest, you've been captured like Samson by the strange woman. Admit that you were taken by surprise.
Yes, I was startled, Eli. Aroused in the night to find her at my feet. That strange, courageous woman with her sturdy bearing and the soft darkness of her undaunted eyes. She followed the prompting of her heart. In her straightforward manner, she came to me without evasion. I'm Ruth, she said softly in the night, and swept me off my feet. Yes, Eli, I was carried away, captured.
Then forget all about it. Do not go up to Bethlehem.
But I've given my word. I must go. Bewitched and captured. And why did she not come to you in the day, but in the night after you'd eaten and drunk and made merry? And who told her that you were her near kinsman? That was Naomi's doing. A Have you resisted the women of Bethlehem only to fall a victim to the bold proposal of this woman of Moab? Belial, take it. Anyway, nothing is settled yet. You've still to see Tob. That beady-eyed merchant is a shrewd, avaricious bargainer. Just show an interest in the worthless, long-neglected property of Elimelech, and Tob will surely hold out for a profit on his right to redeem it. And that will let you out. That is, of course, if you really want to get out of it. Remember her upturned face in the moonlight, the sweet warmth of her lips, the graceful swing of her hips as she walked, her glimmering feet in the grass. But an alien woman, well, what do you know of her strange ways and desires disturbing your life, your freedom? Though she did say to Naomi, "Thy people shall be my people, my God," who can believe anything a woman says? Only yesterday your mind was at peace, and now... Be, you'll take it. You've given your word. You said you would go and see Tob.
It appears that love, my dear Boaz, is not only blind, but deaf.
I'm not interested in your proverbs, Tob. All I want to know is whether you are interested in redeeming the property of Elimelech.
I'm very much interested in redeeming that property, Boaz. Very much indeed. In fact, I had practically decided to redeem it before you came to me. Unless, of course, you would consider paying a good price for my right, huh? I see you don't want to pay for it. I wonder if you want it at all, Boaz. I thought you wanted it because the hand of Elimelech's daughter-in-law went with it, but perhaps you're not sure you want the Moabite woman. Do you, or don't you?
What is that to you?
Only that if you surely wanted her, I would make you pay. But as it is, I've decided to forego my right. I don't want her. She's no bargain for me, Boaz.
And what do you mean by that?
As I was saying before, Boaz, when you so rudely stopped me, love is not only blind, but deaf, or you'd know. Every man to his taste, of course, but she's not to mine.
And what, may I ask, do you find wrong with her?
She's too independent. Woman's place, my dear Boaz, is in the home.
Oh.
We have too much extolled those strong-minded matriarchs like Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel. It sets a bad example. I'd not want my daughter Reba to behave that way. This young woman's got herself talked about in Bethlehem with her independence, boldly running about doing a peasant's work. Immodesty, some people call it. And I may as well tell you that people have been saying worse things. Only this morning I heard that late last night she'd been seen going...
Now, you...
Don't look at me that way, Boaz. I mean no offense, only telling you what's being said.
All right, then tell me. Sit down and tell me. I want to know all about her.
You should, of course, if you're thinking of marrying her. Now, what I've said may all be woman's gossip, but aside from that, I must say I don't see how you can look with pleasure on the prospect of having Naomi as your mother-in-law. I'm not saying she's not a noble old woman. It's a hard time and all that, but she is much too crafty. Of course, she cannot be blamed for wanting a good home, and when a man's in love, he doesn't mind so much being taken in. But really, Boaz, the way she set out to get a good match for her outlandish daughter-in-law, egging her on, everybody's been talking about it. It may be a mere accident, my dear Boaz, that the Moabites came to glean in your fields, but there are people in town, I must tell you, who think differently. Of course, I would not go so far as to say, as some do, that Naomi induced her to come to Bethlehem for the sole purpose of getting a man.
I'll break everything. No,
but Boaz, you said you wanted to know.
You may keep the rest of your slanders for mean-minded men like yourself. Weak, despicable creatures afraid of strong women.
But suppose he's telling the truth. Hooked. That's what you've been, hooked. You've suspected it all along, and that's what's been troubling you. You're no better than the rest. Scheming women. Setting their traps like Delilah, first to catch a man's eye in his heart and then destroying his freedom. Scheming all the time. What of last night? Naomi preparing Ruth, instructing her.
Wait, my daughter, until he has eaten and drunk, and his heart is merry.
Damnable Tob was right. You've been blind and deaf. But do not let yourself be taken in. Go to those women now and charge them openly. They will not dare deny it. Think of the peace of mind you had yesterday. And now this gnawing suspicion.
Oh, Lord God of Israel, grant me that peace again.
Watch the bread carefully, Ruth. A man likes good bread. Dead. 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 Did you do as I told you?
I did just as you told me, Naomi. He said he would speak to Cole today.
Be assured, my daughter, he will not rest until he has settled the matter. Oh, but see who is here. Boaz, just at this moment I had you in mind. Come in.
The door was open, Naomi. I heard what you said.
The worst men say that even a husband should knock when he is not expected.
You were right, Naomi. I have not rested. And now I want rest and peace from the tormenting business of this day. I've come to tell you
Sit down, Boaz. You look tired. Ruth is baking bread for the Sabbath. She made fine flour of the grain you gave her. Bread smells good, does it not? Ruth, Boaz is here. Come and talk to him. I knew you would come, Boaz.
Naomi, I came to say that
Sit
you
down,
and Ruth...
Boaz, and wait for her.
That I know you've planned this, that
having I'm... been the wife of one and the mother of two men, I know well the proud nature of men.
I know that I've been bewitched into
Since
giving up...
Since the time of our mother Eve, men have blamed women for giving them what they most wanted. Look at me, Boaz.
Her face is lined with furrows worn like tracks in an ancient road, as if ridden by recurring sorrows. In her patient old eyes, there is little of craft, but much of wisdom, of the needs of a man and of the perversity of his proud nature.
I will draw you a cup of wine, Boaz. Are you coming, Ruth?
In a moment.
She has learned the songs of the women of Israel. Here, Boaz, drink. Rest.
Women know very well what will soften a man's heart. Wine and a song. But this patient woman who was a good mother to her sons and a faithful wife to Elimelech, who went bravely with her men to a strange land in their adversity and suffered there, does she not deserve a resting place in her old age?
Here is Ruth.
Yes. Here is Ruth. Silent, expectant, wiping her brown hands on her apron. Ruth, with her brave, undaunted look, her sweet lips, her firm body, sturdy and straight as a cypress. Where is her like in all of Judah? The spell of her eyes, dark and soft as the autumn night, is again upon you. Belial, take it. Why have you resisted? She's a mate for a prince.
Give me your hand, Ruth. Joy and great peace have enfolded me like a cloak. I've made up my mind.
I love thee too, Boaz.
She is better to me than seven sons.
She is worthy to be the mother of kings.
So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. She bare a son, and Naomi took the child and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David.
present a brief talk by the Reverend Dr. Louis C. Gerstein, Associate Rabbi of the Spanish and Portuguese Synagogue.
I wonder whether in listening to the broadcast today, you found in the story the same striking idea as I did. Here in this tale, Jewish tradition, significantly, has chosen for its heroine not a Jewess, but a woman of a different people, Ruth, the woman of Moab. This fact is stated in the story quite casually, without any moralizing or preaching. But here is the great truth it emphasizes. When it comes to judging a person, it is not the birth or ancestry, the creed or color that is all important. What really counts is the character of that person, what he is and what he does, what he thinks and how he acts, and how he is able to work with others. These are the all-important questions to consider in judging a person. Judaism has always been concerned with questions such as these. Does the person evidence a love and respect for all human beings? Is he self-centered, or does he feel keenly the plight of his fellow man? Does he think only of himself, or is he ready to cooperate with others? In a word, does he live among men with a high dignity befitting a human being? These are among the questions which must be answered in evaluating a man or a woman, whether from Moab or from Mars. Are these not also among the crucial questions in America today? America has never put a premium alone on whence a man comes. America is more interested in where he stands and whither he is going. True Americans are less interested in the color of a man's skin than in the character of his work. True Americans are less interested in what creed a man is born into than in the convictions by which he lives. Here is the forthright challenge all of us must face. Do we live as true Americans? May we ever be stirred by this challenging idea found embodied in the Jewish tradition and found in all true religious teaching, the inherent worth of every human being. May this idea grow and flourish, flower and fruit wheresoever men live. And when we learn to judge men and women, not by their ancestry or birth, not by their creed or color, but by their character, their capabilities, their actions and their deeds, then shall we be able to live and work and build together the better tomorrow for all mankind.
Thank you, Dr. Gerstein. Today's Eternal Light dramatization, Boaz Makes Up His Mind, was written by Irving Feynman. The music was composed by Morris Mamorski and conducted by Milton Caton. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. The role of Boaz was played by Alexander Scorby, and Bryna Rayburn was Ruth. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time to present the Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you have any comments or inquiries about today's broadcast, please write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Because of the Jewish holiday of Shavuot, the festival of Pentecost, this program will not be heard next Sunday. Listen in 2 weeks from today to hear the Eternal Light again. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.